You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
A second half stampede from Buffalo. Josh Allen said yesterday in our meeting with him, he said, "We know it's a hat and t-shirt game for them. At minimum, we want to make them sweat for that a little bit longer."
A sensational come-from-behind victory. The Patriots were trying to win the division here today. The Bills say, not so fast. Buffalo, 35. New England, 31. And the Bills are still in the hunt to win their sixth straight AFC East title.
In the hunt, I guess. Wouldn't go too far with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they keep their hopes alive. Patriots could have put an end to it yesterday. Bills 35, Pats 31. 10-game win streak over. We've been talking about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe. You heard Greg this morning discussing it. You got WEEI Afternoons with Drake May coming up. If you missed any of Mike Vrabel with Greg this morning, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe there. Use the rewind feature, for instance, with our interview with Hunter Henry, who joins us every Patriots Monday. We're also joined by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He joins us right now, brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices everyday tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how are we doing this week?
Good. How about you?
We're doing well. We've been trying to get the answer all day long. What happened first half compared to the second half? So from your view, what was different in that second half compared to the first?
I think we got to do our job first and foremost. I think there are plays we left out there where we expect to get the drive stopped and, you know, we get a penalty or we have a coverage that, you know, we don't run to its completion, and they capitalize on it. So there's a few times yesterday where we got them third and long, fourth and short, or whatever it was. And one of our goals this week was getting the drive stopped, and we weren't able to do that, whether it was penalties, whether it was a missed assignment. So that definitely bit us in the butt.
Was there any feeling at halftime when you guys were up 24-7 that, all right, hey, we got this one?
No, never. Only because I think, you know, if you watch the Bills games this year, they've had a lot of come from behind wins. They have the MVP from last year. So the game is never guaranteed, especially in this league.
You guys have had some struggles defensively in the red zone. When teams get there, teams don't typically get there, but when they do, they scored a high rate. Buffalo was effectively 5 for 5 in the red zone yesterday, technically 5 for 6, but one was a late kneel down. Where do those issues come from with the defense, and how do you clean that up?
You know, that's something that is going to have to, you know, it has to start with us as players. We gotta lock in our assignments, our jobs. We gotta communicate to one another. There's a few times where, you know, we weren't communicating the right things, and so it created a brief mental lapse, or, you know, we're not in the right area on the field, not like right leverage, not right gap. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, we just gotta fix at the end of the day. And I think at the end of the day, it's a mentality. We gotta when we get down there, and when teams get down there, we gotta, you know, bend and not break. And that's the mentality I think we gotta have.
Is Josh Allen the toughest quarterback to defend in the league?
His size and his speed make him hard to get down for sure. And then his playmaking ability. I don't know how to compare him compared to everyone else. I would say he's definitely in the top echelon of quarterbacks in this league, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know about that one.
He does look a lot harder to tackle than Jackson Dart. I mean, he is oh, yeah. He is a harder guy to bring down.
He
for
is
sure.
Like what, 3 inches and a couple more pounds on
yeah.
him.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
It was 83 days or whatever it's been since your last loss. It was a 10-game win streak. So, you know, on the one hand, you know, you don't want to lose a game. On the other, you guys sit here 11-3. How do you square away those two feelings?
For me, you know, I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a good thing for us. Realize that we aren't invincible. We aren't where we want to be yet. And, you know, with the playoffs right around the corner, I think it's a great time to experience this loss, great time to be able to come back together as a unit and be like, you know what, like that's on me personally. That's on us as a unit. That's on us as a defense. This is how we're going to get it done. This is how we're going to get it fixed. And this is how we're going to move forward. So when playoffs come, we'll have no chinks in our armor.
You know, what was it like in the locker room? Like, as Jones said, it had been so long. I mean, you factor in the bye week, it had been like 11 weeks since you guys had lost. So just sort of the atmosphere and then sort of the message from Coach Vrabel and some of the other leaders following the game.
Yeah, you know, Vrabel is always a guy who stays level-headed. He's like, this isn't going to change what we do. We've been winning for a reason. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to the details and the fundamentals of the plays that happen on the field on Sunday. But for me, you know, I was pretty heated about it. So, you know, I made sure everybody was good. All of our guys were good. Everyone was healthy. And then I went home with my family. So it's been a while since we've lost. So it was a good eye opener to what that feeling was again.
Well, you guys look to bounce back this Sunday. Another quarterback who's won an MVP before and is, I'm sure, very difficult to defend in Lamar Jackson. And it's going to be on Sunday Night Football. This was a game that originally was scheduled for 1. You guys have been pushed into prime time. Is that something you look forward to, playing those games where nobody else is on, so all eyes are on you?
Yeah, you know, that always brings an extra fun factor to it. I guess you could say dominating like we know we can on defense and, you know, help our offense.
Okay. Christian Ellis, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next Patriots Monday.
Okay. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Christian Ellis here, along with Hunter Henry. Again, if you missed any of that, Odyssey.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, I think he's showing his comfort level maybe with us. Kind of out of nowhere.
I didn't realize. Are we sure that was profanity?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
What do you think he said?
I thought he might have said
ship.
That's also what I thought, but.
They aren't on tracks.
Yeah, well, they're not. I didn't know. I guess I didn't realize he was capable of cursing.
I didn't think he was a cursor either.
I did. That's why I'm giving him
the
benefit of the
doubt. We'd
have to
go back and listen to it, but like in real time, that's
right.
Oh,
no. We should have dumped it for the benefit of just being safe there.
Oh, Twitch chat is saying. They're saying
ship.
Ship.
No, it's very clear. We'll come back to it. That's a T.
It's a T. You heard
T,
it?
T, not a P.
That's what I heard in real time.
I looked at Nick. I go, hello.
I was startled when I heard it, but I just didn't. I didn't assume he was capable of
cursing. How surprised are you on a scale of 1 to 85?
I was 85.
So Hunter next week.
Yeah, I have to ask him. I was an 85 for sure. Okay.
Yeah, because
not ship.
Our show, we don't have to do that often. Ty Law will be on the Greg Hill show tomorrow. There'll be three or four of those. Yeah.
No, all of a sudden I just hear that all the time in my drive in. I'm just like, all of a sudden the conversation has just skipped forward.
It jumps ahead and there's like laughter. And you're like, what did I miss? I'm like, oh, no, I guess I know exactly what I missed. But if you watch on Twitch, I think you get all that.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, I think you do. So what's that now?
Well, now there's like a debate on the Twitch chat whether what he said or what he didn't.
They just listened to it.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
I don't think it was.
Just because.
I don't think it was a boat.
It's a tick from a T, not a pop from a P.
Thank you. There we go. Good. Yeah.
That's now, English class with Billy Lanning.
I get Christian Ellis and the Patriots saying, well, hey, this might have been good for us. I heard Steph Diggs say some of that yesterday.
Yeah.
The reality is it's not good for them. You can pretty much kiss the one seed goodbye. The Bills are a much scarier team now. And even if it's just the Bills now have belief in themselves that they can go beat this team as opposed to running them off the field like it looked like you were about to do. So the reality is mixing in a loss and being reminded about that losing feeling, I mean, I guess that's a way to spin it. It is just that. It's spin.
Yeah.
I have a hard time finding much good coming out of a loss yesterday.
Do you think it's more of a like a bad sign like overall? Is it more bad for the Patriots or like good for the Bills?
Probably more good for the Bills.
I kind of think so too. Like I'm not whistling past it. You allowed five consecutive drives of touchdowns. Like that's not good. And we sort of let off the show by saying how maybe they were showing us signs a little bit prior to this game because when teams did get in the red zone, they would score. So it's sort of like when your backs are against the wall and you got to get a stop, they couldn't. And now you're going up against a great quarterback and he's able to lead all these touchdown drives. But I think when you look on the other hand from the Bills, the Chiefs have been eliminated.
Yep.
They don't have to play the Chiefs. They don't have to play the Bengals. The only two teams that have stood in the way of Josh Allen finally getting to a Super Bowl have been Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. They don't have to play them. And then one team that beat you earlier this year that's also going to be in the playoffs, you just went into their building and won. So I think it's definitely more of a positive for the Bills, but it's not nothing for the Patriots. I mean, you can't be up 21-0 at home, lose the game, be like, oh, you lost by 4 and you're 11-3. Like, I don't view
it that way. No, it's a terrible loss for the Patriots. It's not just that they lost, it's how they lost,
which I
want to get back into. But it's like, you're up 3 touchdowns and you blew the lead. That's horrible.
Yeah.
However, I do think it's better for Buffalo for what you just said.
Yeah, right.
I now look at Buffalo as...
It legitimizes them more.
As a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Or at least a team that can get there. Yeah, I mean, I 100% look at them that way. The Patriots, despite the loss, should still win the division and should still host a playoff game. So they punted away the one seed, I think. But it's better for Buffalo in terms of legitimizing them. And if this team is going to flip a switch and go on a run through a wide-open AFC without Mahomes, you know, without Joe Burrow, and maybe without Lamar, that, to me... I look at them a little differently after that win,
and I think
people should.
Because basically the Patriots can lose one more game and still win the division, and that's assuming the Bills win out. And the Bills have had some head-scratching losses this year. So there's part of it that's like they weren't really ready to go against the Patriots. You would think they'd be ready to go. They weren't, but they had an amazing second half and they won. They may not be as motivated in the next 3 weeks against teams that aren't as good because they also know like a lot has to happen for them to even win the division, and they're pretty much guaranteed. Like, the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor has the Bills in 100%. So, like, they're going to be a playoff team. So maybe they're like, hey, we prevented them from winning their division, but, like, all right. You know, like, they lost to the Dolphins earlier this year. Like, they had some bad losses.
Text line says, Jones, you're as fickle as a 12-year-old girl. Not wrong.
Okay.
It's impressive.
12-year-old girls taking strays. Leave them alone.
How much you change your mind. I don't think I've changed my mind about anything. I thought they were going to win the game. They lost. I think you have to look at them differently coming out of this game. If for no other reason, then they're probably not getting the one seed. They've now lost to Buffalo. Look at their other wins, which you were propping up a couple of weeks ago. Tampa, Carolina. Neither of those two teams are good. They have one real win this year, and now they've lost to that team as well at home, and they blew a 3-touchdown lead. I don't know how
the strength of
you
schedule,
couldn't look at them differently.
Oh, no, I know. The strength of schedule conversation, I think some people overvalue it and they hype it up because we did the exercise where you go through and you're like, all right, even these other great teams might only have what you would call two quality wins anyway.
Yep.
So it's like, what are we really doing? But you can't ignore the fact that it has been 14 games and they have 11 wins, and one you would say was against above good to great team.
Yeah, if they beat Buffalo a second time, I'd say
there's no question.
Who cares about the stupid strength of schedule?
You know, this is a little bit. You're a push there, and then you've beaten up all the crap teams.
Yeah,
not even all of them. You lost to the Raiders.
The Patriots are a playoff
team.
Worst team
in the football. Yeah,
the Patriots are a playoff team. Yeah. They could still go on a run.
Yeah,
but yeah, Buffalo's way scarier now. Like we did this earlier today, Keith. Can the Patriots beat the Bills in a rematch in the postseason?
Yes.
Are you more afraid of Buffalo now after yesterday?
Yes.
So that's how I'd answer both of them as well. It's like, can they still beat Buffalo?
Yeah.
Sure, they could.
I'm that guy.
I'm not saying they can't.
No.
But now I take Buffalo way more seriously after that game. I do.
What would the line be in another matchup against each other if the game was here?
If the game was here?
Yeah.
Bills by three?
Yeah.
3.5?
I think you might be right. Yeah, three. Maybe three. If Big Milt's back, if Spillane's back.
2.5? Yeah, something like that. I mean, it'd be more than this week.
Yeah.
And we spent all week saying Patriots should be
favored. And I'd still take the Pats money line, and I'd lose again.
I mean, we spent all week. Why aren't the Patriots favored? They should be favored. Well, we were wrong. And
Vegas knows.
They knew
that
something.
That caller knew. He had his whole thing
we
about
we should have put more stock in that.
Home dogs, if they're home by 1 point.
Who was that? Calvin and Methuen? We should have put more stock in his stance.
I'm going to load up on those two games that are coming up, Thursday and Saturday. There's a game that hits that same criteria. I better win.
What did happen to you in the second half? Like, special teams were bad, offense was bad, defense was bad. What was the biggest issue?
To me, I know the offense went through a massive drought, and if you want to point to the offense, so be it. They did have the one Travion Henderson run that at least regained them the lead, but it was on defense. Josh Allen got in a zone there. They couldn't stop him. He was picking up yards on the ground. James Cook was getting like good chunks every time he went to run it. They had a couple of costly penalties that sort of extended drives too. And I'm not even getting into the refs thing, whether they were or weren't. They were penalties. They picked up first downs. They extended drives. And they just couldn't get a stop on defense. Like, I look at the defense as really letting them down more than anybody else.
So me too. And just quickly before I dive into that, you brought up the refs. I don't get how anybody has a problem with the Marcus Jones play. Like, I don't get how they ruled it a catch.
No, it was pass interference, but because he was underthrown and he ran into him and his head wasn't turned around. Yeah. And yeah, it's one where, like, if you had Josh Allen betting props over or under or fantasy football, then you're like, that's not an actual catch.
That I would get.
But no, the ball would have been spotted there.
The ball's there either way. I don't get how they gave him a catch on it. Like, that didn't make any sense, but it was a penalty, which overrides everything else.
Yeah.
If you want to say some bang-bang calls went against him, true. I mean, I didn't like the Carlton Davis pass interference, but they also had a bang-bang play go in their favor on the very first drive on the throw to Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I try not to get too hung up in that, but I really frustrating. I don't get the complaining about the Marcus Jones one. I really don't.
Dawson Knox, 2 touchdowns. Like, that's frustrating.
Well,
he scores every time the Patriots play.
Yeah, you might be right.
That is why the defense to me is a bigger issue than anything else. And the special teams gave him short fields, which got the Bills going late in the first half and early in the second half. 2 short fields on the Bills' first 2 scoring drives. May was horrible in the second half, as was most of the offense outside of 1 broken play. So I don't mean to excuse away Drake May. He was bad in the second half. The offense was bad. Not an MVP type of performance. He had a chance with the ball in his hands at the end to go win the game, and he did not. That's all relevant. But you were up 21-0 and 24-7. Mix in a couple of stops, you win that game in spite of the offense doing nothing.
Stop and a half. And so that's all you needed. Because, like, you're right.
Defense has to be at the top when you give up 5 straight touchdown drives.
Right.
Not scoring drives, touchdown drives.
Because if at the beginning of the game, you were like, Pats score 31, who wins the game? I'm like, the Pats win.
Yeah.
They score 31 points.
We said high 20s. They should win. They did not. Yeah. So, look, that's another thing.
Because the
over-under
was, 50 and a half?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they smashed past that. And so, yeah, I thought 31 would have been enough. And even then, as bad as the defense was, the offense did have a chance with just under 3 minutes to go to move down the field.
This is true.
And not only did they not get it, they gave you nothing. They didn't even pick up a first down. There wasn't any even, like, prevent defense gets you to midfield and you have a huck at the end. Nothing. You didn't do anything. You had one pass to Mac Hollins, and that was it.
May really had 3 cracks when he was behind in the game. Dawson Knox, his 2nd touchdown, put the Bills up at the time, 28-24.
Yeah, so then he just handed the ball to Henderson.
Handed it off to Travion Henderson. I say he did nothing on that drive. He was out front blocking.
No, he did sprint in the field.
So he did that.
Good point.
The next drive, Cook scores a touchdown. Pats have a chance to take the lead back, trailing 35-31. They go 3 and out. Milano gets his 2nd sack of the game.
Cook's nice.
The defense does get a stop. They get the Bills to go 3 and out. And so you have the ball back with 2:54 to go and timeouts and the 2-minute warning, and they turn it over on downs. They get 5 yards. So, yeah, it's, you can't let May off the hook, but the bigger issue yesterday was the defense, although situationally, the defense did their job, gave it to their MVP candidate quarterback, and he did squat.
Yeah, it was just too little too late, although the offense doesn't really give you a lot of confidence in, like, had they gotten the ball back, you know, another possession, what would they have done? What would they have done? Like, if they had the ball with 5 minutes to go, okay, then what? They punt with 4 minutes to go?
Right.
Like, it doesn't seem
right.
like they were really doing too much there. So that was, yeah, that was frustrating across the board.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We have more best of from Jones and Keefe of the year. We'll get to brags.
Yeah, we got some good brags.
Later on this hour. I can't even imagine what the field is for that. It's got to be a loaded field. Plus, right after trending here with Billy, we'll get into the silver linings that the Patriots are trying to push. You heard some of that from Christian Ellis. We heard a lot of it from Mike Vrabel. That's right after trending.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. I don't love the whole, silver linings, it's a good learning opportunity, and even some of Christian Ellis when he wasn't cursing at us earlier.
Yikes.
It was good for us to lose, which Steph Diggs did as well. I get you're trying to, like, hype yourself up and spin it.
Yeah.
But again, I would just acknowledge that's what it is. It's spin.
A little bit of spin, but he's been hitting the right button so far this year. Vrabel has.
You said this earlier, and I agree. Even though I don't like that answer, he probably does deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to this.
And let's see where this goes, right? Like, sort of, you know, they lost to the Raiders. This is a team that lost to the Raiders. We watched the Raiders play yesterday. They can't beat anybody. Like, they are horrible.
No, they beat the Patriots. They barely get to 100 total yards of offense,
And then, so after week one, these two teams have gone in completely different directions, right? And then even the Patriots tripped up and had a really terrible game. I would say, like, overall, a worse game against the Steelers because they turned it over five times. Or maybe you could just say the offense had a worse game. But they were horrible against the Steelers, and they were 1-2. And then since that moment, Mike Vrabel has kind of made the right decision. Like, as the season has gone on, he's had his team ready to play in all these games. You know, one of the reasons why they don't have any fourth quarter comebacks is because they're always winning going into the fourth quarter. Yesterday was a little bit different. They had a chance, didn't work. You know, as we were going along on the season, never thought they were going to go 15-2. But I did think they were going to win yesterday, and I guess vis-a-vis, I guess I thought each week maybe they would. But now that you've lost this game, like, all right, how do you respond? Like, how do you turn this around? And they got a pretty big game going up against a desperate team this Sunday in Baltimore. So, like, there's a lot on the line once again coming up on Sunday. They have a chance to bounce back.
I feel worse about that game on Sunday night than I did going into the week. I thought they'd at worst split these two games, and I felt that way for weeks. Now, you know, they lose this game. I don't know how you don't let doubt creep in a little bit.
Do you see the line for Sunday night?
No, actually.
You want to guess?
It's got to be Baltimore. Baltimore minus 1.5.
2.5.
Okay.
Baltimore at home, minus 2.5. Although the Patriots are the road warriors.
They are.
So I kind of like the Pats.
I take the Patriots in the game, but I feel worse about it going in.
Pats again, money line, big push.
Anybody who's like, they lost to a good team. Like, I heard Wiggy doing some of this today. They just lost to a good team. Like, I don't change my view on them at all. How?
So I don't.
How could you not change your view on them at all?
Yeah, so that's
based on how they played, Drake May played his worst game yesterday, right?
Yeah, of the season, yes.
Of this year.
Yeah.
Worst game of the year. You said that earlier, and I was like, let me think about that for a second.
This is his worst game. He had a couple nice rushing touchdowns, and he started a house of fire.
Worst game as a passer?
For sure.
Yeah.
Maybe all around. I think
you're right.
Maybe all around. He had the pick and the fumble against Pittsburgh, so that would be on the list. And that's why, like, previewing a game, it's always tough to sort of guess how you're going to feel after a win versus, like, how are you going to feel after a loss? Because they all play out differently. Like, had they won 48-14, right? Like, let's say the second half was the same as the first half.
Oh.
I am flying to San Francisco right now, sitting there getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm like, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll be here for a month, guys, because the Pats are going
to
be here in
a month.
And
I think we would have been right to react that way. Yeah. Fans would have been right to react that way. If you stomp Buffalo, which is what yesterday looked like it was going to be in the
first
half.
It. Oh, they were on their way.
Glitter guns.
Yes.
Like, and that would have been totally fair to do.
Or if it's one of those games where, let's say you fall behind, but then Drake May makes this big push at the end. You lose on, like, a missed field goal or something crazy. And you're like, wow, like, these two teams are tightly matched. What a game. Can't wait for hopefully the third matchup. This one's different because you had a big lead, and then you could not stop them.
This would be like a Falcons fan showing up after the Super Bowl and being like,
close game, guys.
Yeah, Patriots are pretty good. That was a close game.
Overtime.
Like, you blew the same kind of lead.
It was overtime.
Yeah, like, different stakes, but, like, that's kind
of the
same thing.
Took you guys to the limit. It's like, well, not really.
If you just lost this game yesterday 35-31 and it played out differently, you weren't up huge, was back and forth.
Like, literally each team was scoring.
Josh Allen got the knockout blow at the end.
No, this was not that.
We'd have criticism, but I feel way differently. This was a kick in the nuts, brutal. Loss, gut punch, devastate. Like, that's what this was, because on top of it, Denver won later in the day. It screwed you over, and your quarterback didn't play very well at all yesterday. Here's Drake May after the game, kind of echoing his head coach about learning opportunities.
Yeah, just don't let it beat you twice. You know, move on to the next week and learn from it, and, you know, take what we can and know that we got some football ahead of us that is important, still very important, and don't just, you know, hang our hat and keep your head up and know that, you know, we had a chance, and, you know, we're there. Just they made more plays, and credit to them.
Okay, so that's Drake May.
This reminded me of the 2021 playoff game against the Bills, where the Patriots were, like, happy to be there, and it was, like, a surprise that they had a Mac Jones-led team go to the playoffs that year, and the Buffalo Bills scored every single time they had it.
Yeah.
I think it was 7 straight drives. This was only 5.
7!
Yeah, and then you did get a stop at the end, but it was 5 straight drives. But, like, I don't know if you want to say after the third or the fourth one, you're like, uh-oh. Like, this feels like that, where it was so lopsided.
I think to me, it was the, when was the Dawson Knox one, the second one? I think that was the one where I was like, oh, God. Because, again, the other two have been short fields prior to that.
You know what? And I
went Dawson Knox was the fourth one. They went 13 plays, 91 yards, and it was third and long.
Yeah.
They were backed up down by the goal line, right? And so it was third and long, basically from the 14. And you're like, okay, just hold him to a field goal here. Just, like, hold on to it, and it'll be a tie game early in the fourth quarter. And Allen throws a laser beam to Dawson Knox, and you're like, all right, now it's time to panic. That was where I was panicking. And the next play, by the way, was Travion Henderson breaking it off for a long run. But that's where I'm like, they're not going to stop these guys.
No, and you've seen it before with Allen. They did a pretty good job bottling him up in week five and, you know, only holding him to 20 points. So this was a little bit different. And then it also just got you thinking, like, all right, if these teams match up again, like, you know, are you going to, how many times are you going to be able to stop Josh Allen?
Not many.
Didn't seem like
like many. Text line.
Which is wild because they really don't have, I mean, we're talking about Dawson Knox had two touchdowns, Khalil Shakir. There was actually a couple of times where it felt like their below average receivers were going to let them down. Like, there was a couple that, you know, and maybe they were pass interferences or maybe they were whatever, but, like, those guys aren't going to make great plays individually. It's gonna be Allen or Cook that do something special.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
A couple of texts. Typical Jones. You're okay with splitting with the Bills all year. Now the sky is falling. I picked the Patriots to win this week. I didn't think they were going to split.
Well.
I thought they were going to win this game.
I thought they were going to
win.
Took
this them on game. The money line. Thought I wanted the points. I thought they were going to win this game. I was not okay with the split. I thought they'd win.
But I don't see, like, you can't feel way better had they won, which I would have.
Yeah.
And then not feel anything when they lose.
You're so full of it.
I have no feeling.
They had a bad half of football. Didn't know that could change the whole season. Good grief. They had a good half of football against Buffalo, and it completely changed how we looked at them going back to week five. They had one good half.
They looked real good.
The first half of that game was crap for both teams. They had one good second half in that one, and it completely changed how we looked at them. You can overreact to a half of football. We did it positively for them earlier this year.
Right.
You can do it here. Let's go to Dave in Fall River. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going? I haven't really heard anybody mention the Marcus Jones pass interference, Buffalo Bills catch. What the hell was that?
So that was
it was pass interference,
it
was, Dave.
It should not have been a catch. It was a pass interference, so I don't know why they gave him the catch, but it would have been the same result. He was a first down there.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of interfered on the route. He didn't allow the receiver to come back and adjust.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, I feel like he did play the ball.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he had his head turned around, though, is the thing.
Didn't,
like,
he didn't at all.
If Josh Allen had thrown the ball, like, two more yards, I think it would have been, like, great defense. But the problem was it was underthrown, so the receiver came back. And then if Jones had turned around, I think they would have let that contact go. But his head was facing the receiver. Was it Palmer, whoever it was? So, like,
the rule stinks, but it was a pass interference.
Right. Your issue caller is with the rule book. Not the refs yesterday. They properly officiated.
Yeah.
So, like, as you said, Keith, if you lost a bet or you lost, like, your fantasy matchup because Josh Allen got some yards that he didn't deserve, like, that's fine. But the result would have been the same. It shouldn't have been a catch. I don't get how they gave it a catch on that play. But the net result would have been the same. The yardage would have been the same. It just should have been a pass interference, and the Bills got those yardage.
But even if you feel like
yardage and penalty,
even if you feel like it wasn't pass interference, I would just say they gave up five consecutive touchdown drives. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you were up 21 to 24-7.
Pass interferences, you get two stops. So
I don't
give up five and a
half. I don't think it was the refs.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, I think they both were pass interference.
I don't think it was the refs. I don't think it was about your injuries.
The
Bills
Davis
had injuries
one was frustrating,
too.
But then when you see it, you're like, yeah, I guess. I know.
He grabbed his back.
I know.
I thought it was ticky-tack, but that's not. There's a million reasons they lost the game before you get to the refs.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, I didn't hear anybody bring up Robert Spillane didn't play. No, we brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills were down guys on their side, too. Eddie is in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, listen. They had a 21-0 lead, and they went in to halftime way overconfident. They thought the game was over, and I blame Vrabel because these guys weren't ready to play the second half. I mean, it was like they were shell-shocked. They come down, they score a touchdown. It's like they still don't know what to do. And again, I think I hate to say this, but they were overconfident at halftime, and they thought they were done. They were all over. They thought the game was over.
Okay. You think that, don't you?
Kinda.
You asked that to Henry and Ellis.
Yeah, I got that sense. I mean, they're 24-7. Things are going great. You know, things are going pretty great on both sides, right? The defense has to feel good about how they played. the offense has to feel great about how they played. And I don't know if it's like a little bit of human nature or whatever, but you're like, all right, that first half went a lot easier than I thought it was going to go.
Here's the thing. It's pretty easy. Yeah. When they were winning 10 in a row, we gave Vrabel and May tons of credit. When they lose, I think those guys deserve a lot of blame. And that's overly simplistic. But, you know, Vrabel didn't adjust and, you know, maybe took Buffalo lightly. That's on him. He's had them dialed in all these other games. We give him credit for dialing them in. They weren't dialed in the second half. And May had the game on his shoulders a couple of times in the fourth quarter and didn't come through in either spot. Yeah. So, you know, that to me is where I would start yesterday. Do you think Vrabel's annoyed at all at McDaniels? He had an odd answer where he pivoted out of giving Josh any credit. And do you think he's annoyed at all at the play calling in the second half?
I don't know if it's much more than normal, because I don't know if he necessarily, like, loves it anyway. Like, yeah. There's been some times where now it's not to the same point that the team was last year. Right, like with Gerard Mayo or even Jonathan Kraft calling out. It's not that. I mean, like with like Vrabel specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not that. But we've sort of referenced all the times where it could have been easier to give credit to McDaniels and he's gone sort of another way. Like, no, it's just about the players. And by the players, I mean also Ashton Grant. And like, you know what I mean? Like, so there's we've pointed that out. I don't know. And if he is yesterday, like, I'd take a look at your defense a little bit more than I would McDaniels.
Me too.
I thought McDaniels' first half obviously was very good. Second half wasn't as good, but I'm not throwing heaps of praise his way. I'm also not going to tear him apart.
McDaniels' offense got you 31, Mike. And yeah, I'm no McDaniels defender at all.
No, but that's a good way of putting it.
His offense got you 31. Yeah. Your defense gave up 5 consecutive touchdown drives.
Yep.
So I'd start by looking at that and look at some of your coaches on that side of the ball as opposed to being annoyed at Josh if he indeed is annoyed with McDaniels. 617-779-7937. More your feedback there on Pats and Bills. 35-31 loss yesterday. Vrabel with a very interesting answer on Josh Allen, which we'll circle back to. Big picture view of the Patriots in the AFC. We'll get back to that as well. Plus, more Jones and Keith best of. We'll get to some brags, of which there were many this year.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That's next. Holiday season, Keith.
Sure is.
Jones and Keith. We'll get to our best of brags here in just a little bit. I will tell you that the Kelly Clarkson Christmas.
Yeah, it's good.
Kat Jones has, I think, a controversial take.
What? Oh.
She's a move over Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
I like that take.
Yeah, you like that one.
I'm very pro Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, she's, yeah. The holiday tune.
She's the voice of an angel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Target commercials.
You talking about
like
Miss
this.
Independent? Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
That's true.
She had a TV show for a while. I don't know if she still does.
Yeah.
That get canceled or
yeah,
she's still?
No, think, she still does it. I think it's still kicking.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like the new Oprah.
She is like
move over Oprah. Yeah. Move over Mariah.
Her and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, and was it Sherry? That one's always on in here. Sherry? Is it Sherry?
I don't know.
Who is that?
It is Sherry. I don't know
it is Sherry.
Who, is, or who she
I,
is. But.
I only ever have like first take on Oprah. I never know what's going on the TV behind me.
Yeah, the Sherry.
Oh, Bullet Train? Good movie.
Bullet Train's good. Yeah, I got Bullet Train going on. Good cast in Bullet Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's 4 seasons of this Sherry show.
Okay.
She pops on all the time.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's Sherry Shepherd.
Oh.
She's a actress, comic, and Emmy Award-winning longtime co-host of The View.
Mm.
So she got a spinoff series. She's on there all the time interviewing people.
Pretty good resume, I guess. Some would call that a bit of a brag, mm-hmm. is what some would call it.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to get into our best of brags of the year. We'll be doing best ofs all week.
And by the way, people have done a good job. They keep an ear out for these things now. And so we'll get emails, we'll get tweets, we'll get Instagram messages of people like, hey, watch out, and they'll timestamp them, which I appreciate.
Nothing better. Sometimes just randomly on like the text line, we'll just be like, hey, by the way,
7:45 this morning. Yeah, and you're like, okay.
That is pretty good. You'll get the emails. Where do people send those again?
And then we'll track them down. Keith@weei.com.
Yeah, and I can just feel the Twitch chat leaning in. Anytime we have Curran or Bragfo on, it's just like, you know you're about to get one.
I still think Bradford and Andy Hart are probably...
They're minus money.
The most brags per minute.
Oh, yeah.
I would say far and away.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
But we also had some from the morning show this year, including a friend of the program, Courtney Cox.
Santo and I will be welcoming a baby into the world.
Welcome
I am pregnant.
To the club.
Sick brag, bro.
Now, who's bragging the most? The Wiggy's kind of doing some sneaky bragging in there.
Wiggy's
the
has to brag.
Hey, welcome to the club.
A club that I am already a member
already
of.
In it.
That's true.
I've been there, done that.
There's been a few Jones brags this year, but this one probably takes the cake.
I was behind this guy from Maine for...
Sick brag, bro.
For 4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
4 hours.
That's quite a brag.
It sure is.
Yep.
It sure is. Let's circle back to our friend Jermaine Wiggins.
I'll text Brady.
Sick brag, bro.
Do you think he'd respond?
Yeah, he will.
Sick brag, bro.
Confirming the brag.
Yeah, it's true.
Like out of nowhere, I'll text Brady.
You're texting Tom Brady?
Like, yeah.
Will
he text you back?
I toss him a text.
You text him. Would you just text him what? Would you ask him questions?
I've been afraid to text our guy Patrick Pass when we were talking about
Patrick Pass's number.
Is he going to be? Yeah, brag.
Is that the most famous number in your phone?
Probably.
Patrick Pass?
Probably. I can't imagine there's a more famous one.
No, I wouldn't think. Present company excluded. No, I would say probably is Patrick Pass.
It's got to be. Yeah.
That's good. You should text him every once in a while. Just like, happy holidays.
What's up,
throw
man?
Him on there and see if he says anything. Merry Christmas, Patrick.
Hey, from the now-defunct Monday Night Blitz.
Yeah, no, that was a good run, though.
Merry Who was Christmas. The Chargers player that we had on that you thought texted you, but you weren't sure?
No, I had a missed phone call from Sean Merriman. We had him on the one time.
Who lights out? Dude, Sean Merriman was a guest on this show, right?
That's what I just
said. He was good.
Yeah.
Oh, he texted you after he called our show?
I think by accident, I somehow got butt-dialed by him, yeah.
Is this lights out Sean Merriman? Led the league in sacks one year for the Chargers?
Yeah. I mean, he's more famous than Patrick Pass. It might actually be him.
It's got to be Sean Merriman then. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Very good.
Who else is bragging?
How about Christian Arcand?
I've never been shot.
Sick brag, bro.
Okay. All right. There you go. More of that at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Well, all right. So we mentioned Rob Bradford.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot to choose from.
How'd you
here.
Even narrow this down?
Okay.
I am currently calling you from the Grover Cleveland rest stop.
Sick brag, bro.
The man on the move.
Where is that?
He's constantly traveling. Grover Cleveland rest stop?
Hang on.
Could be anywhere. He goes to a lot of ballparks, Rob Bradford does.
That's true.
Is it in Cleveland?
That was going to be my guess. Rest stop.
Yeah.
Looks like it's careful. In New Jersey.
Some lot lizards.
Yeah.
He was in New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right. And then my co-host on the hashtag Dork podcast, he chimed in with a couple brags this year.
I stood in probably what I would consider the longest line I've ever been in. And I've been to Disney World.
Sick brag, bro.
Double brag.
Yeah.
I was in a long line. And I've been to
and
Disney.
And I've been to Disney.
It's long even in comparison to my days.
Now,
in
what was he waiting? What was that line for?
When we saw Mulaney. We saw John Mulaney at the Wilbur.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Nice.
It was very funny, but it was a long line to get in there. That's for sure.
Okay, so these are our best brags.
Those are some of the best brags.
Some of them.
So we're going to do next year, we're going to do our like Jones and Keefe Awards.
Yeah.
That's just a sampling of them, but we will crown our best brag. We will crown our best surprise question, our best grab bag, our best guest, our best tier.
When you say we, are we like opening this up to people voting
or we're
just doing it?
I think we'll do what we normally do.
A panel of experts.
You and I will, if we don't agree, we'll have Billy break the tie. I think that's the only way to do it.
I think that is the perfect system.
I mean, I guess we could put some of them out on Twitter and Instagram and people can chime in with what they think were the favorite, but that's not going to win.
But
it's the Jones and Keefe Awards.
After the Jones and Keefe uniform, the subterfuge that took place in that bracket, I'm not sure we should open it back up to people on Twitter.
Oh, my God, these Hartford Whaler people come in, rig the whole thing again.
The bad actors co-opted the whole thing.
Also, we are 3 months away from our idea that we had last March. For our March Madness bracket.
Fingers crossed.
No, I know.
Mike and Ken, don't do anything before that.
Don't do anything rash. Let us get to March, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Because we have an awesome idea.
Then we'll say,
that's going to get the people talking. That's going to get the people talking.
We'll say, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But until March, at least.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. Okay. Those are the best of brags throughout the year here on Jones and Keefe. Let's go to Thomas in Connecticut.
Thomas.
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty great.
Hey. So... just wanted to chime in. So, yeah, definitely and largely in agreement with you guys. As far as the refs and all that, that had little to do with why we lost. Also, at the end of that first half, I don't know what our clock operator was on. They was drunk, high, or whatever. Oh. But they was making us look mad bad. Like, the Buffalo fan, I would have been like, there goes New England again.
Okay, so did you...
that was bizarre. All of a sudden, they like ticked down, but you noticed that it didn't start at all. And you're like, oh, that's like a free play. Because, like, that was an interesting for both sides. So they hand the ball to Stevenson. Mm-hmm. He picks up a bunch of yards. And then he even knows, smart
get
play
right
by
down.
Him, I got to get down.
Brable's out there calling
and
timeout.
And then J.J. Watt and Ian Eagle were talking
Ian
about.
Ian Eagle had the big brain idea of, why don't they just not touch him?
What if he didn't touch him? Now, he gives himself up.
Yeah.
And then I think they would have whistled it, though.
But it's, well, that's
what J.J. Watt, yeah, of course.
That's what Watt said. Well, and then they did have a timeout.
But that is at the discretion of the ref, right?
Yes.
So, like, you know, so that there's a gray area there if Buffalo didn't do it. But either way,
or
the
if
Patriots
you don't,
probably still get it.
Or if you don't, you know, get near him, he scores a touchdown.
There's that.
So,
too.
Like, you did have to, like, run over to him. And then it's hard for your momentum to, like, jump over him and not touch him. But, yeah, no, I think they got that one right. They cleaned it up. But watching it in real time, you're like, all right, the clock hasn't started. And then they talk about it. Then they bleed it all the way down to zero. You're like, all right, what is this?
Vrabel today, I guess, was asked about this. He wants decimal points on the play clock. Did you see this? Or
Hoops.
Game clock, rather. Yeah, exactly, like basketball. He wants that. Because he's like, if it was 6.9.
Nice.
Versus 6.1, he's like.
Maybe
you
throw it in the end zone.
Yeah, he's so.
I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Why not?
I mean.
We have instant replay. We can't have decimals on the clock.
Yeah, I just think
you can get ask Derek Fisher. You can get a shot off in 0.4.
Hey, Mike, work on your defense as opposed to like rethinking how we keep time in the NFL is sort of my feeling on that. But if you want to add decimal points, go right ahead.
I think they should. That should
in the meantime, focus a little less on what we're doing with the clocks throughout the NFL, and a little more on getting a stop.
There should be tenths. I hadn't even really thought about that, but there absolutely should be. I can get behind that.
All right.
I mean, tush push, that's one thing, right? Let the Packers fight the tush push. Patriots, decimals on the shot on the play clock.
Good point. Take up a cause.
Yep.
617-779-7937. More of your feedback here coming up. Speaking of Mike Vrabel, very
complimentary, really at a loss for words when it came to getting stops against Josh Allen. I don't think that bodes great in a potential rematch. We'll get to it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.